nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, your host. And this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today is my special podcast that I do just by myself. And it's usually done at the end of 1 year or the very beginning of the new year. It's like that last one, last podcast of the 1 year and the, or the first podcast of the new year. And this is where I highlight six people or organizations that I follow or I started following that I think is really fantastic. And I think that you should follow as well. That's why I call it Six to Seek Out in yada, 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 whatever year it is. And this is my fifth year doing this particular podcast. And I've always enjoyed doing it because then I get to highlight people that I really respect or organizations that I respect and follow. And I think that you should as well. And so these people don't ask me to do that. I'm not that big of a deal, but they don't ask me to do that. But it's something that I really enjoy doing. So as I look through all the people I follow and I try to determine, you know, who is it that I'm going to recommend or highlight this year in the current year, you know, there are two pieces of criteria that I really adhere to. One is that they're involved in a ministry that I'm focused on. So I do student ministry and digital stuff and communication. So I highlight student ministers, family ministers, church communicators, online campus pastors, social media guys and gals, people who work in the digital field. So I focus on those kind of areas right there. And then the second criteria is that they post consistently. Again, I follow a ton of people, and I enjoy following people that will post content or stuff consistently, whether it's once a week or once every other week, but they're consistently posting throughout the year. Because I always hate it when I find something really cool and some really great article, and I want to follow that person. I'm like, oh, they only post like once every 6 months, or they only do one thing every so often. And so I don't want to recommend someone who's not consistently posting, whether it's a blog or a vlog or a audio podcast or whatnot. So I want to post someone who's consistently doing these things. So those are the two criteria that I have. Now, and when I highlight these people, I'm going to number them from 1 to 6, but there is no real order here of importance. They're all very important. I just have 6 and I just number them 1 to 6. So don't read anything into the ranking I put in here, but I have a good mix of student ministers and church communicators in some form this year. So I'm really excited to share this with you. So without any further ado, let's get into this year's six to seek out. The first person I'm going to highlight is Dave Adamson. Dave is the social media pastor and online minister at North Point in Atlanta. You may have seen him on Instagram or YouTube. He's originally from Australia. He was a sports reporter before he started working over here in America in North Point. And what I love about him, other than his cool Australian accent, is that he's a genuine guy and he really wants you to grow in your relationship with Christ, but also he wants to help other ministers, online ministers, social media pastors, to learn how to best reach people on that online medium, that social media medium. And in fact, he's really, really popular in YouTube right now, where he's really helping churches grow in YouTube, because as the stats continue to show and as Dave continue to highlight, that YouTube is more and more popular every single day, every single year. And so he's really latching onto this and helping ministers develop content and grow in that area so that we can reach more people for Christ. So I love Dave. He's a fantastic guy. And I actually got to meet him in person at the Orange Conference in 2019. And he really is as genuine as he is on his videos and as cool as he is on his videos. He is so genuine and nice in person as well. He's one of the great guys. And I would strongly recommend that you follow him because he's on Instagram like crazy. He's on YouTube like crazy. He's got a great website. So definitely look in the show notes and get all his information because you want to follow Dave. Number two on the six to seek out in 2020 is Kent Bierstrom. Kent is a student minister at Northview Church in Central Indiana, where he actually oversees a multi-site student ministry, which is something fantastic. And if you follow my podcast at all, you'll know that I had Kent on just a few weeks ago. I met him at the National Youth Workers Conference in Tampa this past year. He was one of the bloggers there. But again, he is a multi-site student minister that they oversee 9 student ministries, 9 different campuses in that area under Northview Church. And it was fantastic talking to him, but it was also fantastic getting to know him as he runs a multi-site student ministry. And as I, you know, again, read his content and read his stuff, he's got a ton of great content in regards to student ministry and leadership. He's got some free resources on there as well. He offers coaching. And Kent, just in talking with him in Tampa and being with him and then also having him on the podcast, I really think he's a great guy that you'll want to check out, especially if you're a multi-site student ministry, whether you are one of the campus leaders of a student ministry or you're overseeing it. In fact, they do a summit every year that's coming up that you can get information about as well by emailing Kent, and I'll have that in the show notes. But again, Kent is a valuable resource for student ministry. He's got a ton of experience on it. He's offering the coaching and the ebooks, the resources, and he blogs consistently. Again, meets all the criteria there that I offer. So if you're in student ministry and if you're looking at multi-site student ministry or you're looking into it, he's definitely someone you are going to want to follow immediately this year. Number 3 on the list is Ben Stapley. I've had Ben on the podcast a bunch of times, and I've known Ben for quite a few years, but I've never had him on the list, which is kind of surprising to me. But Ben is currently the Weekend Experience Director at Christ Fellowship Church in Miami, Florida, but he has a ton of online ministry experience, and he is a very valuable resource in regards to leadership, in regards to content creation, in regards to weekend experience and online ministry. He does a lot of great stuff that he's just a great resource to have in general. But what I love about what he does is that he is constantly posting quick little tips, video tips on Instagram, on Twitter. He's got a Facebook page. He's also got a YouTube channel. He's posting these quick little tips on how you can do ministry more effectively. So if you're involved with online ministry at all, if you're involved with your weekend experience at all, you definitely want to follow Ben because he's constantly offering tips and resources on his website. He's got a ton of information for you that you can find helpful. And again, he's posting consistently. So I would strongly recommend that you follow Ben Stapley. I've got all his contact information and where you can find him best on my show notes. The 4th person on my list is Chase Snyder. Now, I met Chase just like I met Kent at the National Youth Workers Conference down in Tampa, Florida. And it was great meeting him because I had never met him before. And just talking to him, he has a student ministry background, but then now he's transitioning into another position at his church. But looking at his resources and looking at his website, he's got a ton of great things that will help all ministers that in a variety of different ways. For instance, he has his blog, which is chasesnyder.blog, but he also has other things that he does, like 228 Publishers, and he has the Ministry Bubble. Okay, so 228 Publishers is just a publishing company that allows you, if you have a ministry idea, an idea to write a book, he helps you write that book. And so there's a process that you can go through on that. But he also has, again, Ministry Bubble, where he helps you turn your idea into a ministry. And so he offers a variety of different ideas, a variety of different articles and processes to help you do that. But it's just fantastic. He's just got a whole web of things to help ministers process ideas, process books, learn and grow spiritually. He's got some great devotionals on there. He's got some great youth ministry resources as well. And you can use all those resources for your ministry or for yourself. I mean, so it's really cool. It was really great to meet him. And as you look at all the different ideas and resources that he has through Ministry Bubble and 228 Publishers and his own blog, there's lots of great resources that you can use. And if you have an idea, if you have a book that you're just trying to develop and need some help, hey, especially in 2020, the new year, check out all Chase's resources, and you can find all the links on that on my show notes, so definitely click on that and check out Chase this year. Number 5 on my list is someone who it kind of blows my mind that she hasn't made my list before, and I feel kind of embarrassed about, but it's Katie Allred. Now, Katie's been on my podcast before, And she is a phenomenal, amazing church communications leader. You know, years ago, she started the church communications Facebook group that started off with nothing, obviously, and has grown into tens of thousands of people now. And it is a fantastic resource and tool for church communications. As you know, church communications has become very digital over the years, and she's been on the forefront of this. You know, she created the group with Daryl Girardier, who's been on my podcast before as well, great guy. And now she runs it with Kenny Jang, and they do a great job with that Facebook group. But also, she does so many other great things for church communications. She's well tapped into like Facebook. And oh, by the way, she is a professor. Yeah, a legit professor at the University of Florida and at the University of Mobile, which, oh, by the way, at the University of Mobile, she took a bunch of students and created this group called the Good Works Agency, where these students do internships where they work with small businesses, they work with churches, they work with ministries. They helped me actually rebrand YM Sidekick over a year ago. But she's constantly working with people in the communications field, helping young people get better at it and providing valuable resources for everybody. She's got the website. She's got her own personal website. She's got so much stuff on there. I'm just going to put all her stuff on the show notes and you can just find her on there. But she is a valuable resource, a well-tapped resource in the church communications field. And you would be well-served if you're a church communicator to start following her in all her various different organizations because she is fantastic. So again, I can't speak highly enough about Katie and all she does. And oh, by the way, very humble, very fun, and very personable. And so she's definitely someone you need to follow in 2020. And number six, but definitely not least, is Steve Cullum. Now, I met Steve years ago. We've been doing some work for Orange and Orange Leaders. We're official Orange bloggers, so we'll be blogging regularly during the conference and during Orange Tour and special weeks. But Steve is a fantastic student minister. He lives in Colorado now, and I see him a lot now on Twitter and other places playing with a drone. He just got a drone. And he's taking some cool pictures there. But Steve is a valuable resource in the student ministry realm. And what Steve offers is a great blog that he's got really consistent, and also the student ministry podcast, which he has as well, which is a consistent podcast that he does regularly. And the other cool thing about what Steve offers, again, he's really tapped into the gaming world as well. He does some editing with Nintendo Fuse, but he's also part of Game Church City. And so he's really well tapped into the gaming community as well. And as you know, with student ministry, we don't just play video games, but it does benefit if you are a good gamer. And so Steve is real tapped in there. And so he's got a blogging about all sorts of things. He's podcasting all sorts of things, student ministry. So if you're a student minister and you want to learn from someone who's been around the block a time or two, Steve's a fantastic person. He also blogs for Youth Specialties. And he was with me at the National Youth Workers Conference. In fact, he's done that a few years in a row now. So a great guy, very humble, loves to talk student ministry. And so I would strongly recommend that if you're looking for a new student minister to start following, he's got great stuff. I've got all his links on the show notes as well. So you definitely want to follow him. All right, so there you have it, my list of six to follow in 2020. You've got some student ministers, you've got some church communicators, some online people as well. They are fantastic communicators that I would strongly recommend that you follow. You can learn from them. They're very open to reach if you reach out and talk with them. I've actually been in contact with all of them through social media. So if you want to get questions, reach out to them. Definitely click on their links that I have on the show notes and reach out to them. And so you can learn from them and pick their brains because, again, they're fantastic. All of them in their specific field are fantastic, and they want to learn, they want to help, and they want to help you grow. So I would strongly recommend you start following them on a daily basis. But, you know, again, this is my list, and as I include in the show notes, my previous few years of lists as well. But these are just my lists. I would love to hear who you're following. So what I'd love for you to do is just get on Twitter, hit me up at TA Pounders, my Twitter handle, and share with me at least one person that you're following that you love to follow. because I want to learn more people to follow. Again, I'm going to have a 2021 list, you know, and 2022 list. I want to be following people because I want to learn. So if you have a bunch of people that you're following that you would highly recommend, get on Twitter and hit me up there, and then we can kind of go from there. All right, heroes. Well, that wraps it up for the podcast. This is the very first podcast of 2020. I'm really excited about the year ahead. As always, if you enjoy the podcast, definitely go to iTunes and subscribe to it or Spotify. And also, you can go to ymsidekick.com. There, I've got all my stuff on there, including information about the Digital Bootcamp, the free Facebook group designed to help every minister learn some digital tools to help expand their reach. We are a digital world. We're an online world. This Facebook group, you would be best served to join this. It's a free group. It's a fun group, and we have a good time. So we'd love to have you in there as well. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great start to 2020, and I'll see you next week with a whole new episode. Have a great week, everyone.